Many of us find ourselves reflecting on the last 12 months as the year winds to its end. 2025 has been turbulent politically, socially, and environmentally. Still, changemakers live among us. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz revisits a few of the people we met in 2025. In big and small ways, they're trying to make a difference in their Wisconsin communities.
You know the type. People who, despite extreme weather, cuts in funding, and threatened environmental policy, step up for what they consider the good of their community. Growing up in Milwaukee, Jerry L. Ramos knew climate change was real.
I'm seeing how people are really being impacted.
Instead of throwing up his hands, Ramos rolled up his sleeves. In high school, he joined Action for the Climate Emergency. Now a college sophomore, Ramos is working to create a student environmental organization on campus at Dominican University in Illinois. He's also thinking ahead.
I really want to run for public office, be elected by people who believe in me and the work we can accomplish together. And we can't control the weather, but we can control how much we're warming our planet, and we can control our pollution and our consuming.
For Basile Minogi Gigabo Panek, climate action is steeped in his roots as a member of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe. We first met near his homeland in Bayfield, Wisconsin.
I need to be of good heart and mind in all the work that I do.
Now a graduate student in Minnesota, Panek says his focus on natural resources management is grounded in traditional knowledge.
There's been a lot of efforts to oppress indigenous peoples across centuries and across the world, but the resiliency carried by our ancestors shows our generations that we can also be resilient in the face of climate change and oppression and racism.
David DeVote wouldn't call himself a changemaker, just a guy with a simple mission.
The father owned this property. He was bought out, and they decided to give it to the son. You know, they're repurposing it.
He's talking about a barn. It's on property on the edge of Port Washington, bought up in order to build a massive data center. DeVote set out to move the barn 6 miles to its new home.
It's just another opportunity to save another building.
He and his crew, including his son, have now moved 2 barns from the Port Washington site, and DeVote hopes to find new homes for several houses and sheds.
To me, it would be nice to see more saved because we throw so much away.
There's no question residents of the town of Campbell, a neighbor of La Crosse, consider Lee Donahue to be a changemaker. 5 years ago, she had just joined her town board when news erupted that some Campbell residents' private wells might be contaminated with PFAS, called the forever chemical. The state tested almost 600 wells on this small island community that hugs the Mississippi.
And what we discovered then is that 97.3% of all wells tested had some level.
The source was the nearby regional airport that used firefighting foam containing PFAS for decades. Campbell residents started drinking bottled water. Donahue didn't waste time pointing fingers. She helped lead an effort to create a new safe drinking water source, a municipal well system. The $50 million project will tap into a deep, uncontaminated aquifer.
It's a hassle, but in comparison to not being able to drink out of your tap, it is a healthy trade-off.
Paul Florsheim could have just paid a $313 fine and walked away. Instead, the Shorewood resident decided to push for public access to the Lake Michigan shoreline.
My understanding has always been that along the shoreline, you can walk.
The village of Shorewood cited Florsheim for walking along what it considers private property beyond Atwater Beach.
All right, this is the case of the village of Shorewood versus Paul W. Florsheim.
Florsheim took it to court.
I believe the village is acting unconstitutionally by trying to deny me and others access to a walk on a waterway that belongs to all of us.
The Shorewood municipal judge is expected to decide on the case in early 2026. Some environmental lifts feel heavy, fighting for clean air, land, and waters, and for people's access to those resources. But changemakers continue to show up and do the work. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.